Grant, B-R-E-T, Grant, G-R-A-N-T, 10780. It's a 43-year-old gentleman who comes in today complaining of left hand pain. He says he lifted his grandkid yesterday and had some swelling in his left hand and left forearm, period. In the paragraph, Brett is a very rather obese 42-year-old gentleman. He's gained a bunch of weight since 10 years ago when he suffered an industrial accident caused neck and knee injury, had neck surgery because of it, had knee surgery because of it, period. In the paragraph, subsequently has gained weight and has had some swelling in his wrist before. He feels like yesterday's swelling was related to the movement of the grandson, or moving his grandson. He usually takes diclofenac on a PRN basis, which he has not been taking at this time. COVID immunization, non-medication, diclofenac, PRN. Family history, mom and dad are okay, except for diabetes. There's non-small cell lung cancer in the family, no colon cancer. Medical problems or social, he doesn't drink or smoke on a regular basis. Allergy, none. He says he was allergic to penicillin, but he's had penicillin many times since then. Surgery, knee and back/neck surgery. Medical problems, none. On exam, he weighs 300 review of system. Swelling of his legs, swelling of his hands, swelling of his forearm from time to time. Also has had issues with BPH. He snores a lot. He's gained a lot of weight. He's never had his thyroid checked, and has been told he might have sleep apnea, but he's never been interested in the workup. And has had some leg swelling and arm swelling on and off, and has been told one time that he has a fatty liver. He weighs 356 pounds, 96%, 98.1, 1685, 155 over 70. Heart positive, swamp positive is 2. Lungs are clear, abdomen soft, TMs are clear, skin shows no rash around mucosa with allergological non-focal, lower extremity shows 1 plus edema, decreased range of motion, left hand swelling about the thenar eminence, left hand noted. Assessment number 1, left hand swelling, number 2, x-ray shows no fracture, number 3, suspect ligamental tear or injury. Number 4, because of swelling in his hands, we checked him for DVT or PVD, none was found. Next image, with history swelling in his lower extremity, we checked him for DVT or PVD, none was found. Next image, he does have swelling, which I suspect is multifactorial in his lower extremity. Next number is rule out sleep apnea. Next number is checked TSH. Next number is checked testosterone. Next number is he does have mild lymphadenopathy in his neck. Next number is he does have slight RVH. Next number is BPH noted. Next number is carotid stenosis is minimal. Next number is refilled diclofenac 75 BID. Next number is findings discussed with patient at length. Next number is come back next week. Next number, ACE wrap applied, moist heat 24 hours, then ice the first 24 hours, then moist heat. Next number discussed with patient. Next number is off work for 2 days. Next number, history of chronic back pain, knee pain, and neck pain related to industrial accident. Next number is patient was given time to ask ample questions before leaving the office. Thank you.